This podcast is brought to you by HealthRangerStore.com. Lab-tested clean foods and supplements for immune function, long-term storage, and survival applications. Every purchase helps fund this free speech video platform. Thank you for your support. Those who burn books today will burn corpses tomorrow. These radical left-wing authoritarians are marching down a very, very dangerous path that will only end in mass human suffering and bloodshed, and they're doing it all under the umbrella of anti-fascism. So under this rubric of anti-fascism, they engage in tactics that are used by fascists throughout history. And by anti-fascism, really all they mean is that they are opposing conservative and Christian ideas. That's what they mean. And so they're willing to do anything it takes to destroy conservative and Christian thoughts and speech and individuals, including resorting to tactics of intimidation, censorship, deplatforming, violence, rioting, looting, arson, death threats, intimidation, whatever it takes, because they say they are the anti-fascists. Of course, they don't know history because they are the actual brown shirts. They are the fascists. They are the ones who are carrying out the rolling out of an authoritarian, totalitarian regime. And those regimes always end badly. Remember that might doesn't make right. And just because they have the power to force people to lose their jobs or force people to be kicked out of universities for espousing conservative ideas, or they have the power to deplatform or demonetize people all over the tech giants, it doesn't mean that their approach to dominating society is one that is rooted in justice or equality or human rights or human dignity at all. Rather, it is an anti-human agenda of pure, raw totalitarianism, the assertion of power over others, to command others to obey you and to obey your rules of what speech is allowed, what thought is allowed, which words are allowed to be used, and which words you must use, such as transgender pronouns, for example, your preferred gender pronouns. These are all tactics of authoritarians. And sooner or later, history has shown that nations can go one of two ways. Either, number one, people surrender to the authoritarians, in which case you get, let's say, North Korea, or the people shoot the authoritarians, you know, figuratively speaking, there's a war, and you end up defeating people like Adolf Hitler or Joseph Stalin. Those are the only two ways this goes. There is not any sort of long-term peaceful coexistence with the radical authoritarianism that we're seeing from the left today, because they're not calling for actual equality or actual due process or actual civility or actual human dignity. They are demanding that you surrender to them. They want to dominate you. They want to tell you what you're allowed to do or say or share or think or even view. They are banning movies and TV shows and episodes of cartoons. They're banning products like Aunt Jemima syrup. How insane is that? The L'Oreal company pulled from its shelves all whitening products, you know, skin whitening products, because they said the word whitening is racist. No, it's actual whitening. I mean, if you pull out a piece of paper, you say it's a white piece of paper, does that mean the paper is racist? No, it's white. It's actually white. So what's next? Are dentists going to stop saying that they're offering teeth whitening services? Is it going to be teeth blackening is the next thing? Are we going to have like Black Lives Matter lunatics running around where they have charcoal teeth because they support teeth blackening? I mean, that's how insane this is. That's truly how insane this has become. But don't be fooled into thinking that they, the left, the Black Lives Matter people, don't be fooled into thinking that they're supporting equality. Nothing of the kind. Or that they're supporting tolerance, inclusiveness, diversity, due process. Nothing of the kind. They are calling for absolute obedience, authoritarian dominance, subservience. They require everyone to bow down to them and do what they're told. And if you don't, then you will be hounded. You will be terrorized by this left-wing cult, now known as Black Lives Matter. It is a domestic terrorism group, and they terrorize corporations into virtue signaling and claiming that those corporations support Black Lives Matter. You know why the corporations say that? Because if they didn't, then they would be mobbed by the terrorists. So it's really a Black Lives shakedown of corporate America, basically a threat, intimidation tactic. Say, you must declare your support for Black Lives Matter or we, the terrorists, will destroy your corporation. This is what's happening in America today. And again, it has nothing to do with actual equality or human rights or human dignity. Nothing to do with the message of Dr. King. Martin Luther King would never have joined any modern day march for Black Lives Matter because it is an affront to the civil rights movement of the 1960s. In fact, that's kind of the bigger point here. I should have mentioned it earlier. The damage that's being done to the civil rights movement by this modern Black Lives Matter terrorism group, the damage is incalculable. You know, before this, reasonable people could say that Black Americans came out of a history of oppression and only wanted equal treatment, equal opportunity, equal human dignity, these basic fundamental principles of humanity, principles that I agree with, by the way. But now, Black Lives Matter is seeking vengeance, revenge. They want to make whites pay. White people who never owned slaves, by the way, white people who never did anything wrong, they want to make whites pay. And now that they found that they have power with corporate America and the media and the tech giants, they want to exploit and abuse that power to punish their intended political targets who are conservatives or Christians or white people. So Black Lives Matter has become essentially a Black-run terrorism and tyranny to demand that everyone bow down to them. And authoritarianism never ends in peace, does it? Never ends in peace. Because it turns out these Black Lives Matter lunatics, they don't want peace. They want power. They want power over everybody else in society. And they're just using black skin as an excuse to push for black supremacy. And they're all becoming black supremacists, where they say that white people are inferior, literally. White people are inferior in the terms of service of various tech giants now being modified to allow black people to express hate toward white people. And then the definitions, even in the dictionary, are being changed so that when black people are racist, bigots, and when black people say that white people are inferior, that's no longer considered racism. Literally, the dictionary definitions are changing so that black people can never be considered to be racist, even when some of them are. These are very dangerous things that are happening. This will not end well because it won't be long before white America, which still, by the way, has most of the money in the country, most of the power, in the company, realizes that Black Lives Matter is a terrorist organization waging a war, a race-based war against white people. And that's not going to end well. And it's certainly not going to end in healing. And it's not going to end in more civil rights and more universal truth and all these things that we should aspire to achieve. It's not going to heal relationships between whites and blacks. It's only going to make them worse, which is the whole point of what the left wants. They want racial division, not unity. And this is how they create it. They create hatred. And virtually all the hatred in America today is coming from the left, from the fake race hoaxes, you know, the fake anti-black graffiti that turns out to be spray painted by black people, right? The fake cross burning actually done by black people against themselves. And the actual hatred in America today is hatred against white people, conservatives, and Christians being pushed by the radical left. Black Lives Matter. They are a terrorist organization, and they will ultimately lead to the deaths of probably millions of Americans. So if any lives matter, we must resist Black Lives Matter and their terroristic intent. If all lives matter, as they should, we must learn to live together and treat each other equally without hatred, but with acceptance of our differences, our strengths, our weaknesses, but mostly our shared dreams and shared human characteristics. We all have souls. We all have dreams. We all want basically the same thing, which is a world of peace for our children. But Black Lives Matter doesn't want that. They want to dominate and terrorize and destroy. That's why they are dangerous. So stay informed. You can hear more of my podcasts at brighteon.com. My channel there is HR Report, and my websites are naturalnews.com and newstarget.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. Thank you for listening.